Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
What do you want to patent on this day in 1880? Thomas Edison got his for the electric lamp, and I just don't think you can top that.
It's a question of what do you want to take credit for? What do you reckon you were making a little bit of passive income on?
Yeah, if you've got something new, fantastic, but just you can just steal somebody else's for the sake of this exercise.
What are you thinking, Brooke?
Batteries.
Okay.
I don't really know the backstory of how batteries came about, if it was just one guy invented all of them, like your AAA, your AA, your D, whatever they are.
Joe Battery.
Is that really his name?
No.
I was going to say.
AA's, AAA's, you just want the whole lot?
I just want everything. I think batteries are one of those things up there with the lamp where you can't really beat it.
So you just like electricity. That's what you think is really got all the pulling power.
I feel like something like that would get you like a good amount of money. We're not talking like Elon Musk and the Tesla thing, but...
Well, Elon Musk made a lot of money on batteries.
True. So a little bit of money, but mostly just the like glory of I've brought this amazing new thing to mankind.
Right, right. You know what I'd do?
What?
Shopping trolleys.
Ooh.
I love the power. Just pretend to complain about a shopping trolley.
I don't have to pretend. Oh, the wheels are always really wonky.
What are you going to do about it? Worked out pretty well for me.
It's so true, because when you first said that, I was going to ask you, like, are you sure you want to claim that? But you don't have to care. If you've got the patent and you're making the money.
That's it.
Wow.
What are you going to do? Just come up with another design that's going to take off everywhere? It's not going to happen.
I'm so disappointed, but that's so true. That's a really good one. Dan in Buried, good morning.
Good morning.
What is it that you would like to patent? And is it a new idea or are you stealing someone else's?
Oh, I'm stealing somebody else's. And I can't believe I didn't think of this earlier. The see-through toaster.
Oh, a see-through toaster. So you can see what level your toast is at, right? You know when it's toasted enough?
Exactly, because you've got the little knob that says, you know, one, two, three, whatever, but you just want to see it cooked, you know, going from bread to toast. I think that'd be just absolutely fascinating, and I'm disappointed that I didn't even think of it.
Yeah, I have heard of these. Are they readily available on the market, or you just want to see more of them, take credit for it?
I just want to see more of them, because you can sit there and have so much fun, especially on a Saturday night, or maybe that's just my life because I'm boring.
Here's what you could patent, see-through, but a different colour. Not just clear, maybe with a bit of yellow in there or blue or something. You can still see through it, but, you know, it's a different idea slightly.
I like where you're going. I might write that down right now, so I've just stolen your idea.
No, I'm giving it to you. Always love a loophole.
No, hang on. We do want some of the proceeds if this works.
Sorry, yes, that's right.
Let's talk off air.
Sounds good. Good luck to you with it. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.